Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome the and open the Senate Committee on Education and Workforce Development for our really, really final meeting of the session. This time we mean it. And I'm going to open up a work session on House Bill 4141A, which we took up for a while yesterday. And if I could call Agnes Velasa to the stand just to give us your take on this. We spent the afternoon trying to get to some consensus, and I think we're there. But if you could give us the spirit of this bill and the intent and what you're hoping to accomplish.
Chair Haas and members of the committee, I'm Agnes Velasa, the governor's workforce policy advisor. And I think part of what I'm here to do is just sort of shed a little light on the history of where this came from, because I was engaged in the initial development of this proposal. The proposal was developed at a point in time where there was not a sitting governor's workforce policy advisor, and so there was a lot of interest, I believe, from folks on the outside to make sure that the conversation that this bill talks about happened. So I want to start by saying the intent of the bill in terms of the vision for it, aligning a workforce system. If you're asking me if that's necessary and important to better integrating and aligning a workforce system, my answer is absolutely. We have a workforce system that really was designed on a model that was before the boom and bust cycles that we've experienced in the last 5 years, the last two recessions for sure, and a system that is badly in need of redesign based on the fact that we're dealing with continuing reductions in resources. So really, the intent of the bill was to find a way to start this dialogue about what needs to happen to improve the workforce system in Oregon, how to address the fact that we have high periods of unemployment right now, and lots of people on the bench with skills, yet employers are saying they can't find what they need in the workforce out there. And so that was the genesis for this conversation that we began with Representative Dembo and his committee probably about 4 or 5 months back. Obviously, a lot has happened since then. We do have an Oregon Workforce Investment Board that is committed to trying to figure this issue out also. They've come along in terms of their strategic thinking about this. They are in a planning process right now, and that planning process will wrap up its first phase with a strategy framework that will be going out to the field in March for review and feedback, and then that will be will lead to a framework for the new redesign process, and then there's a 6-month period after that to really get into the nitty-gritty of what needs to change in order to realize that vision and how much of it can we really afford to do with the expectation that there's no new resource in this system, just like every other system I'm sure you all have talked about over the last several weeks. So there's no surprises there. We're just in the same boat with the workforce system at this point. We're talking about up to 46 programs, depending on how you slice it. We're looking specifically at about 20 some odd across about 5 state agencies that make up Oregon's workforce system. And so just getting our heads around what all those components look like and how much of their mission really is workforce-driven is a first step, I think, and then figuring out how they can better align around a common vision and goals in order to assure a set of outcomes for Oregonians so we don't have businesses continuing to come to us saying they can't find the workers that they need. That's really the intent of what we're trying to accomplish.
Okay. Question, Senator Beyer.
Agnes, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for asking.
I'm going to vote for this today. I think the confusion yesterday is, as we were looking at it, as I pulled up the existing statute, it read almost exactly like the proposed statute. So I was a little confused of why there was a need for, not a need to do the work you're talking about, but why the need for an additional statute.
It's a good question. And I've over the last few days, questioned that a number of times. I think Representative Dembo and I had an email exchange about that just yesterday or this morning. Is there an absolute need for the bill? Maybe, maybe not. We've been interested in having the legislature lined up around any conversation that comes out of the result of that bill. Our interest is very much in being able to come back to you should we need to come back with specific proposals. What we don't know yet is whether or not the result of this work will be state legislation, federal requests, or executive action, or even just taking a look at how rules have been interpreted in the past and whether perhaps we've interpreted too narrowly or too tightly on some of those. So that's the challenge in being able to say, I know what we're going to need at the end, because we don't right now. We don't know where the easiest, fastest result is going to be in terms of moving things forward. Certainly, in system reform, we're always interested in moving the low-hanging fruit first while trying to figure out how to deal with the bigger picture issues and challenges.
So there's no implication here that the Workforce Investment Board, as it exists today, is not doing its job or fulfilling its charge?
So the Workforce Investment Board, over the last 5 years, has they had a plan, and they have been tracking on the implementation of that plan. I would say that the weakness of that plan that became very clear in this process is that it did not have clear outcome measures for the entire system to rally around and a reporting mechanism. You can say that's the workforce board's fault. You can say that's the fault of staffing. You can say that's the fault of any variety of organizations. But I don't think it's necessarily about the workforce board not being capable of doing this work. I think it's we just have to put the structures in place to guarantee follow-through and to guarantee continual evaluation of the results. Because I think everybody has been well-intentioned in trying to make it happen. And frankly, we weren't in a crisis until fairly recently, so the plan felt like it was working.
So one of the real charges of the new Education Investment Board is to sort of, very similar, train people for the jobs that are going to exist,
yes,
as well as giving them. So how do you see this dovetailing with that?
You know, I think that's a great question, Chair Hassan, members of the committee. The Education Investment Board has set out a very ambitious goal with the 40-40-20 framework. And we know there's a long way to go for Oregon to reach that goal. The workforce system sees about 200,000 individuals, in the last year it's been more than that, the last couple of years, annually, and I think is a critical component of trying to help people, especially in that middle section, those middle 40s, the middle skilled jobs, the ones that need one-year certificates, the ones that require shorter term trainings in order to get them through. And I think that's where the workforce system plays a very critical role. I think part of our job as a workforce system is to identify those industries that really require those credentials, to make sure we steer people towards the most effective programs to earn those credentials, and to continually advocate for the availability of those resources that allow people to fill those middle-skilled jobs that really are a big core of our economy. Despite all the conversation of everything being high-skill or service, the reality is that there's a lot of middle-skilled jobs you simply can't outsource and that we're insourcing back in many cases where we have tried outsourcing them. So I do think that's a key piece that the OWIB can play, is to ensure that we have a highly skilled workforce in that area, because we tend to focus our conversation on the four-year degrees and the STEM degrees and all those things that create innovation and move us forward, but there's a huge number of workers that are needed. For every engineer, we need 10 to 15 technicians. And so I think that's where the workforce system can really play a significant role in connecting the dots.
Thank you. Senator Morse?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you for coming today as well. Looking at the bill itself, it appears that the advisory committee is not actually going through the Workforce Investment Board by virtue of the second page of the bill. The advisory committee may submit recommendations for potential proposed legislation waiver requests to an interim committee of the legislature. How does this link back to the Workforce Investment Board?
So Senator Morris, Chair Hausen, members of the committee, it was my understanding that those two committees were the same, one and the same. The one that's formed as the one that is part of the OWIB planning process and the one that actually makes the recommendations is one and the same. So I perhaps did not do a close enough read, and perhaps Representative Dembro could speak to that issue.
Thank you. Senator Haas, Senator Morris, Michael Dembro, State Representative, House District 45, Northeast Portland to Park Rose. In its original form, this bill had a separate advisory committee. And we found ourselves confronted with a sense that there were too many committees around. and that really it made more sense to have the work of this, you know, this bill done by the OWIB, either constituted as, you know, as a committee of the whole or through a subcommittee. The relating to clause in the bill speaks to an advisory committee, and so this was our way of marrying the two concepts. But the sense is that this will be something that will be done through the OWIB, in consultation, of course, with all the groups that are laid out in the bill.
Thank you. I think I'm getting a little better appreciation for maybe the direction you're wanting to go and how you tie this together. But I wonder, this is something the governor could do by executive order equally as well without the statute. But I'm thinking out loud, Mr. Chair. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, and that's dangerous. On the other hand, having a linkage back to the legislature does have merit. I can see that merit in the recommendations that would come back specifically to the legislature by virtue of something we create. So that linkage and awareness I can see as a positive.
More, so we appreciate it when you think out loud. It's generally helpful to the rest of us. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're in a work session.
Mr. Chair, if there's no further discussion, I move that we pass or move House Bill 4141 to the floor with a new pass recommendation.
Senator Morris moves that we send House Bill 4141A to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with the due pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 4141A moves to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with the due pass recommendation. Senator Beyer, given your background in this, would you mind carrying this bill?
Sure.
Thank you. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 4141A and open up a work session on House Bill 4014A. Colleagues and everyone else, the amendment that we added to this bill yesterday having to do with the grant, extending the grant on small high schools and financing it through ESDs has run afoul of some tradition that we have with revenue committees generally look at formula changes and ways and means. Folks look at budgets, and so rather than risk the entire bill being referred to one of those committees, I thought it might be more prudent to rescind that amendment. I've talked to the Ways and Means co-chairs today. They will deal with the small schools extension if possible and try and find ways to finance it other than through the school formula. So I'm prepared to rescind that and then send what I hope is a somewhat cleaner and less complicated bill to the floor of the Senate.
Are you ready?
Mr. Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 4014A.
Senator Morris moves the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 4014A. Motion's not debatable. Any objection? If not, then the rules are suspended.
Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 4014A was sent to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Senator Morris moves to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 4014A was sent to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there an objection to this motion? Mm-hmm. If not, the motion carries and the measure is once again before the committee.
Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which the -15A15 amendments dated 2/22/12 were adopted.
Senator Morris moves to reconsider the vote by which the committee adopted the -15 amendments dated 2/22/12. Any discussion? Seeing none, any objection? If not, the motion carries, and the measure is once again before the committee containing the Dash A9 amendments adopted yesterday.
Mr. Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4014A without having the fiscal impact and revenue impact statements on hand at this time.
Senator Morris moves that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4014A without having the fiscal impact and revenue impact statements on hand at this time. The motion is not debatable. Any objection? If not, then the rules are suspended.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4014A as amended by the Dash 9 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Morris moves House Bill 4014A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator George?
Excused.
Senator Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Vice Chair Morris?
Aye.
Chair Hass?
Aye. The motion passes. I will carry the bill on the floor of the Oregon State Senate. Thank you all for your patience. Thank you, committee. This will be the final meeting.
It has been.
Before.
We are adjourned.